Henry Kissinger, Hamas Attack Threatens European Nations, Global Stability. By Neil Munro on October 14, 2023. European nations must give unconditional support to the Israeli nation if they want to prevent a chaotic future of Islamic raids, Henry Kissinger told Politico. I would say that every European nation has the same interest in defeating Hamas, because the same attitude of Islamic aggression might erupt in the direction of Europe. The 100-year-old diplomatic told Politico on October 11. I believe there should be unconditional political support for substantial Israel action, said Kissinger, a German-born Jew who served in the Battle of the Bulge with the U.S. Army against Adolf Hitler's Nazi soldiers. Europe, he said, should make clear to Muslim countries that if they are not engaged now that they would pay a price for engaging against Israel. The aid should include military support in extreme circumstances, said Kissinger, who also served in President Richard Nixon's cabinet, when he successfully split the Cold War alliance between Communist China and the Soviet Union. The Hamas raid is especially dangerous to the international order of sovereign nations, said Kissinger, who rose to prominence in 1956 with a PhD thesis that promised peace and global stability if diplomats try to balance the rivalries of legitimate nation-states, he told Politico. Theoretically and conceptually, I would say that we cannot yield to that because if that form of non-state, raiding, warfare is permitted, that the terrorists can appear openly and take us hostage and kill people. While the international community talks of peace between the people who originated the conflict. It's not conceivable. There has to be some penalty, there has to be some serious limitation of their capability of taking this kind of action. This is an open act of aggression by a country that was, in way, liberated by Israel, that Israel gave it its freedoms by withdrawing its forces from Gaza in 2005, but you can't make concessions to people who have declared and demonstrated by their actions that they cannot be at peace. Arab pirates and navies raided European shores for more than 1,000 years after Islamic forces wrecked the Byzantine Empire in the 600s and conquered much of the Middle East and North Africa. The Islamic raids caused huge economic damage, captured roughly 1 million people from across Europe as far north as the British Isles and Iceland for slavery, and caused Europeans to build many castles on the Mediterranean coastline. The Barbary pirates' raids were only stopped in the early 1800s by the development of cannon-armed sailing ships from the United States and Europe. Kissinger also noted that the flood of migrants into the First World threatens the stability of global peace and nation-states. It was a grave mistake to let in so many people of totally different culture and religion and concepts, because it creates a pressure group inside each country. Israel must vindicate its sovereignty in that area, and that it cannot permit Gaza to return to a state where it could emerge, take thousands or a large number hostages, kill thousands, and then live in that condition side by side with Israel, Kissinger said.